Phillip Stakes.
Cayington Station. It was very impressive at Moe, winning a maiden.
Yeah, really nice horse. Happy with him, and a good barrier to everyone else placed in that race.
Which one?
Cayington Station.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Cayington Station's going to win again. Stokes and Allen get a double. It is Cayington Station.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
That was our last winner, Cayington Station. We need another one today, and we've got a good day to do it too, because we're at Caulfield. Because Blue Sapphire Day, it's Katna Jewelers Blue Sapphire Stakes is the feature event of the card. Race 7 over the 1,200 metres. And I reckon we might be able to find the winner for you very, very shortly. But before we do that, Whitey, we need to find out what we're running on.
We should find the winner. We're speaking to about 28 trainers. Jason Kerr is the track manager. He has all the important track information, having raced there on Saturday. They're back there today. Jason, how did the track pull up?
Yeah, very well, Adam. It was a good day on Saturday. Obviously, the crowd and the racing and the attacks pulled up very well. So we've moved the rail out to 10 metres for the Blue Sapphire today, and then look after that inside section and go back in there on Saturday for the Cup.
Did it give you a lot of confidence? I mean, everyone was talking up how well the track played on Saturday. Does that give you confidence as a track manager going into, obviously, today and Saturday?
Yeah, the track's very similar to today as to what it was that day, and looking at the forecast, that consistency will roll through to Cup Day, I think, because there's a little bit of rain around today, but we probably need 15 or 16 mils between today and Saturday to provide either irrigation or rainfall wise, so we won't get that in the rain, so yeah, certainly we'll be irrigating into the Cup Carnival, and yeah, we'll certainly be aiming to have it fairly similar to how it was Guineas Day, but yeah, it was a great day from a track perspective. I was up with it, so hopefully we can get another one on the board today.
All right, so out 10 metres, what is the... Well, you're not a penetrometerman, are you? You're a going stickman.
No, I'm a going stickman. The track's rated good 4 this morning. Going stick's 9.7, so it's a bit higher than it was Saturday, but obviously there's been a few showers around this morning, so I think we're probably going to get a couple of mils at some stage, and put 25 mils of irrigation on for the week, and 16 mils of that has been since Guineas Day on Saturday. So track presents in a fairly similar fashion to what it did 3 or 4 days ago.
Terrific, Jason. Thanks for your time and congratulations on Saturday as well.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Al.
Good stuff, Jason Kerr, the track manager. I saw him do a little video post Guineas Day of the track, and it looked magnificent.
Yeah, I didn't want to embarrass Jason, but the data I'm getting today suggests that there's going to be close to 8 mils, and it's more rain than just some shower activity. So I didn't want to sort of say that to him because I'm not sure what data he's going off. But
is it good for the garden sort of stuff?
Well, 8 mils would be good for the garden. Right, and it's more a rain situation as opposed to showers, so we'll see what happens.
We'll see what John Sadler thinks about that. He's got a very important horse running today, race 5, number 4, Usain Bowler. John, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel and Adam.
Great to have you with us. Now, your boy, Usain Bowler, there's a bit expected of him. Have you been happy with him?
Look, he's got lots of issues, this horse, like a lot of equine athletes. And
a lot of human ones as well.
Yeah, and you'd know all about that, and hence he's up and down form, Daniel. So look, you're talking about the rain earlier, and it makes all the difference to this horse's chances if he can get his toe into the ground. He decides that he'll let go. I'm not saying he's necessarily just a wet tracker, but he likes to be able to get his toe in. So if we do get that rain, it makes a huge difference to his chances. So if we don't get it, I'd say he's got no chance. If we do get it, I'd say he's got a very good chance of winning. It looks his type of race.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. He's 2-2 from 2 wins, 2 places from 5 runs on the soft. So that would suggest that's absolutely right. So since you've played that last start at Moonee Valley, John, what's he been doing? 3 weeks in between runs?
Yes. We've had a bit of a break and just waited for this race. And hopefully the rain gods smile on us and we get that rain. And I think he'd be very hard to beat.
All right. Ooh. Well, that's what we need to keep an eye on the rain, Whitey. We'll keep an eye on that. But hopefully for your sake, Johnny, because you're always very good to us, you get a good win today from Usain Bowler. Good luck. Appreciate your time.
Good on you guys. Thank you.
Usain Bowler for Johnny Sadler, race 5, number 4. If the rain comes, get on, is what we're saying there for Johnny Sadler.
Richard Lamming has got a key runner in the Blue Sapphire as well. Good morning to you, Richard.
Morning, boys.
Okay, Condos Express, sort of around $6 at the tab at the moment going in. Very consistent form going in as well. How are you feeling going into this one?
Yeah, we're really happy with him. trial was very good Monday a week ago. So original plan was to go to Moonee Valley, but we put a nom in for this race just to see the strength of it. And after looking at the nominations, we decided to accept and we've drawn barrier four. So we've decided to run. He trialled very good and he's come on and probably improved from his last start. So we're really happy.
All right, so Exhilarates looks like it's going to run favourite, but then there's four or five of them after that that are sort of all in the market about together. You're comfortable with where your horse sits in all of that?
Yeah, we are, yeah. Look, Exhilarates is deserved favourite. She's got good form. She's drawn eight. She's probably going to go back and give us a little start. Dubious would be the other horse that I've got a very good respect for. But you take those two out of the mix, it's, you know, for a $500,000 race, it's worth having a crack at.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. So you're pretty confident?
Oh, look, he keeps stepping up. Every time we put him in the deep end, he keeps coming up. So he deserves his chance there. His trial was very good. His work's been very good. You know, there's only one way to find out, and that's have a crack. So we decided to put him in the deep end, and we'll see what we get from him.
Drew, Richard, thanks very much for that, and good luck today.
Thank you.
Good stuff, Richard Lamming there. Race 7, number 4, Condos Express. Race 5, number 4. If the rain comes, Usain Bolt for Johnny Sadler. Let's see what George thinks about all that. The People's Champ is back again. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Daniel. Welcome back anyway.
Nice to be back with you, mate.
I honestly believe the show was running very smoothly. Aaron's done a wonderful job. He's definitely management material.
No, I think that's exactly right. He's more than management. He's ownership and big boss type material. But don't tell the big boss that.
Definitely, you know. He's... definitely shows a lot of promise.
Speaking of big bosses, you're our big boss when it comes to midweek quarties. What do you got for us today, George?
All right. First leg, 2 and 5, Amadeus and Columbia.
2 and 5, Amadeus and Columbia.
Second leg, 2 and 4, Order of Command and Zeus Style.
Order of Command, Zeus Style. And race 6.
Third leg, 4 and 10, Condos Express and Exhilarates.
Oh, Richard Lemming will be happy about that. Nice work in the last.
Well, you know, you've got to have something to beat Exhilarates, but that's what I've selected. And the lucky last, 4 and 6, Rondonella and Fidelia.
George, I've got a feeling today might be your day, and a Blue Sapphire day, a big day in the carnival.
Daniel, on paper, they look beautiful. They look like the winners, but it doesn't necessarily work out. Because especially this time of the year, you get a lot of international horses and all that. It's very hard to pick them.
Well, if anyone can pick them, George, it's you. Thank you, buddy. Have a great day.
I try very hard.
You're a good man. Go well.
Okay, enjoy the day.
We'll do. The
thank you, George.
George, with the midweek Blue Sapphire Day. Quaddy 2 and 5 from 2 and 4, from 4 and 10, from 4 and 6.